Agreed died and went to heaven. While walking around the new place, she saw her husband walking hand in hand with another woman. So the wife confronted him, saying, "Hey, you married to me. You are committing adultery." The husband replied, "Didn't we say, 'Until death do us part'? So this is allowed now." So the husband was correct. But the wife should have used Jesus' court. In the age to come, neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they are like angels. In today's gospel, Jesus said that those who will rise from the dead are called children of God. The children of God no longer die because they are like angels. Why Jesus says this? It is because even if majority of the Jews believe in the existence of the hereafter, but the Sadducees do not believe in the resurrection from the dead. They came to Jesus with the test question to make the resurrection look ridiculous. Jesus told them, God is a part of the living. In the burning bush, the Lord tells Moses, "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." He shows that the patriarchs who died hundreds of years previous were in God, and now he is their friend. And Jesus proves to them that this resurrection is not ridiculous because he was resurrected from the dead. Death does not have the last word. Life does. Death is not the last chapter of human story. The end of story is resurrection and life that has no end. And I'm sure all of us here believe in the resurrection of the dead. If there is no hope for resurrection of the dead, there is no need for us to do good towards to our brothers and sisters, to love and serve them. If there's no resurrection of the dead, there's no need for us to pray, to go to Mass on Sundays, to work for peace and justice, to join all religious activities in our parish, to receive sacraments and many souls. But we do believe in resurrection of the dead. So we need to sacrifice and offer our lives for the sake of God and sake of others. Just like in today's first reading, we heard of the martyrdom of the mother and her seven sons who were willing to die for the law of Moses. They were ready to die rather sin because they believed that the King of the universe will raise them up to an everlasting life. So let us ask ourselves, are we willing to sacrifice and die with Christ rather sin so that we are able to be risen with him on the last day? In order to be resurrected with Jesus, the Catechism tells us, all the dead will rise. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wickedness to the resurrection of condemnation. Truly, we don't want to be condemned by the wickedness when we see God. We want to be resurrected and have eternal life with him. To do so, St. Paul reminds us to pray. May the Lord direct our hearts to the love of God and to endurance of Christ. God will transform all that is broken in our world and raise us up bodily to share eternal joy forever and ever.